In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We are free of the bonds of sin. We are no longer bound by the power of sin. And St. Paul says that now that we are free of sin and of being bound by sin, bound to sin by the fear of death, now that Christ has trampled down death by death and has arisen and brought us freedom, we are slaves of righteousness. He says that he speaks in these worldly terms so that we who are worldly will understand. We rebel against the least hint that we might somehow be bound, kept from doing something that we believe is our right. But today, freedom from domination seems really to boil down to freedom to exercise our passions, our desires, our lusts, our wants, the things that we say that we need. In fact, we live in a society where the whole economy is the expression of the desire of all of us for things that we would like to have. It's economically healthy for all of us to be unfettered from restraint of our passions and desires. Success is understood as having all of the things that we want and more, the ability to have anything that we so desire. How can words like St. Paul's make any sense to us? Now that you are free of sin, you are slaves of righteousness. But the fact is that his words are as true today as they have ever been. If we follow our passions and our desires, whatever our success or lack of success in the world, if we idolize and make idols out of the things of the world, whether we get them or whether we don't, it changes us inside. St. Paul is talking about the inner life. He's talking about those things that we serve inwardly. And the things that we serve inwardly, the things that we truly love, will determine all of our actions in the world. Any ability or capacities that we have will be turned toward the fulfillment of the things that we love, that we care about. We can be free of righteousness, free of the burden of being called to be like Christ. We can be free of the burden of having been created in the image and likeness of God. All we have to do to have that freedom is to sin. Whenever we sin, we are free of Christ. We are free of the burden of having been created, not to miss the mark, but to hit the mark of being Christ-like. So it's one or the other. Either we have freedom from sin and we are slaves of righteousness, that is, totally and completely committed to serving righteousness. Why would we want to do that? St. Paul tells us. We are free of sin, freed by Christ of having no choice but to be bound to the things of the world, so that we can follow righteousness to holiness. There is a reason, there is an outcome of casting off our slavery to sin and accepting the path of righteousness, the call to be Christ-like, which we can do, not on our own, not alone, but together with Christ, in synergy with him. The substance of our salvation is that we do not have to live a life dominated by fear of death. We do not have to live a life dominated by our passions and our desires. It is freedom from that domination by our passions and desires that Christ brings into the world when he destroys death and liberates us from our bondage. The centurion is a soldier. not a slave. A man who is under authority, and he has others who are under his authority. When he tells them to go, they go. When he tells them to come, they come. His ultimate authority in this world is Caesar Augustus. But he's not a slave to Caesar. He is his centurion. If he were captured by the enemy, he wouldn't, like a slave, serve the enemy. It's different to be a soldier under authority. With authority ourselves, we can think of the authority that we have been given by Christ over all of the temptations that come to us. We have authority over them. Unless we give into them, miss the mark, and sin. It's very simple. Just like the life of the centurion. St. Paul reminds us that the fruit of sin is death. The fruit of sin is putting ourselves back into bondage to the world that has not been liberated, if it chooses to be bound. But the fruit of righteousness is holiness. And holiness is eternal life. Because holiness is oneness with the God in whose image we are created. He has freed us in order to enable us to live in the world as human beings created in his image and likeness, which we cannot do if we are in bondage to sin. We cannot do if we choose to sin. If we choose to treat other human beings, for example, as though they were objects or simply someone that we can hopefully bend to our will, someone that we can enslave in a sense in some way so that they can serve us, serve our worldly interest. If that's the way we're living, then we're putting ourselves back into bondage. And so it's a choice between freedom from domination by our passions and our desires, or the slavery to sin, bondage. If we choose Christ rather than our own passions and desires, we gradually can gain more and more authority over those passions and desires. We find that we are more and more consistently able to choose whatever is good and noble and true, whatever makes us more like Christ and less like someone who has betrayed Christ. The fruit of righteousness is eternal life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.